Tuesday, January 2nd, a note for wrestling fans, and I mean wrestling entertainment, WWE to be precise. If you haven't seen, last night, Monday, January 1st, was the first Monday Night Raw of 2024. Obviously, it's on the first day. And there was a surprise performer that came out of nowhere and shocked the world by being there. And not only is he one of, if not the biggest wrestling stars of all time, he's arguably the most popular person on the planet, and that is obviously The Rock. In the middle of some jabroni's mic work in the ring, The Rock's music comes on. He comes out. He kicks this guy's ass. I'm not sure why. I wasn't watching. I saw it on, social media today. And then after The Rock people's elbows this guy, he takes the mic as only The Rock can do. And without going into too much of the minutiae, if you're not a wrestling fan, what he did say was a direct call out of one Roman Reigns, the ruler of the WWE streets for the last 4 years or so. He's currently on maybe the longest or second longest title run of all time, like with Hulk trying to catch Hulk Hogan. If I'm correct, I may be butchering it a bit, but Reigns has been the champ now for like 4 years straight. No one fucks with him. And you're at a point now where it's like, and I said this even to my kids a couple months ago, I don't know who there is that's big enough to headline WrestleMania 40, which is April 6th and 7th in Philadelphia, that exists right now in the WWE to match Reigns' star power. Last year was Cody Rhodes, and I felt that was a little weak. And this is number 40. Zeros and fives are bigger deals than not. So you assume they're going to want something huge. And Reigns chasing this all-time title, like as one of the best all time. Last night, what any savvy wrestling fan would think is that this is the start of the lead up to a WrestleMania 40 main event, Roman Reigns versus The Rock. Now, this is of particular interest to me, not only as a Rock fan, but I will be in attendance at WrestleMania 40 this year, in Philadelphia with my kids and my wife. I don't know if she's going to be there for both nights, but she's coming to Philly with us. Anyway, that's not the point. It was huge news. When I saw this, I was like, I'm so excited for the WrestleMania to begin with. And now the fact that The Rock might be there headlining, or that's at least a tease that they're kind of hinting towards as of last night, is just next level awesomeness that I can't believe might happen. I don't know what's in it for The Rock, why he would be back in WWE. He obviously can't be the reigning champion. He's too famous and there's too much real shit, like other stuff going on. He's not going to sacrifice his body multiple nights a year. But if it happens, we'll talk about that part of it once it's signed, sealed, and delivered. But anyway, super exciting news for wrestling fans, if you smell what I'm cooking.